Next patient was Robert Morgan. That's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. Date of birth is 9/14/49. Date of visit is 4/29/25. Please make copy for David Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S-P-A. Next paragraph, Mr. President Dillon. I'm sorry, next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Robert Morgan for primary evaluation. Next, Mr. President Dillon. This is a 75-year-old male. Was had a history of COPD. Has been short of breath with minimal activity. And also has been experiencing some cough and wheezing, but denies any chest pains. Fever or hemoptysis. The patient went for a CT chest on 4/14/25, which showed a resolution of a previously noted right anterior lung ground glass nodularity. And there was underlying emphysema and changes of sternotomy and cholelithiasis. There were no new concerning lung nodules. The patient has been on an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. He does use oxygen at night, so 2 liters nasal cannula. And he also uses a Trilogy inhaler, T-R-E-L-E-G-Y, Trilogy inhaler. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of a paired-up lobe lung CA, and he underwent a right upper lobectomy in 2020. He also had coronary artery disease and underwent coronary artery stenting in March of 25 and a previous stent in 1989. The patient had a partial colectomy for benign disease. He also had a CABG times 1 in 1989 and had cataract surgery in 22. Had Parkinson's disease and has had chronic atrial fibrillation as well as memory loss. Patient had a skin cancer of the right outer ear, which was resected, and he has had an abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. He has hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next, habits of patient. Smoked 1 pack per day for 50 years. And quit more than a year ago. Nah, he drinks alcohol occasionally. I'm sorry, he drinks alcohol, mostly beer. Next, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, habits. I'm sorry, not habits. Family history. father died of heart failure and dementia. Mother died of heart disease. Next, system review patient has had some weight loss, fatigue, no glaucoma, but has cataracts, no vertigo, but has hoarseness. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. No hay fever or asthma. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, cough. Has heartburn and diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations. He has anxiety and depression. His joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures, but has memory loss. Next, med list. Famotidine, 20 milligrams daily. Finasteride, 5 milligrams daily. Nebulized, albuterol, and nipotropium, TID. Trelegy, Ellipta, 200 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Memantine, 10 milligrams, BID. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, and sertraline, 100 milligrams daily. Trazodone, 50 milligrams a day, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. Brilinta, 90 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male who's alert, no acute distress, no pelvic sinusitis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 28/70, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 180. HG and ear norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is dry, throat was injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest distant breath sounds with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is history of non-small cell lung cancer. Status post chemo therapy. And number 3 is history of coronary artery disease. Number 4 is chronic kidney disease. And number 5 is hypertension. Next, plan the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. He will be enrolled in a pulmonary rehab program. I'm sorry. Can you cancel that? The patient will also be given Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days for exacerbation of bronchitis. And he will continue with Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, 1 puff a day, and albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. A pulmonary rehab program could be recommended after his PFTs are completed. A follow-up is arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Williams. David Williams, WILLIAMSTA. Thank you. Stock, this is off.